You will hear a telephone conversation about booking a venue for a private event. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 1 to 10.
This is George and Dragon. How may I help?
Hi. I'm calling to inquire about your upstairs venue. I'm interested in booking it for a private event, and I was wondering if I could ask a few questions.
Yes, of course. Just give me a second, please. So, before we start, could I please get a name and phone number?
Yes. My name is Clara Carlton.
Carly, could you spell that for me, please?
Sure. It's C-A-R-L-E-T-O-N.
And the phone number?
Well, I'm going to give you my work number as I'm booking the venue for a work event.
Right.
So it's 020-8322-1479.
Great. So what would you like to know?
Well, I saw on your website that the price can be from £20 per hour, so I would like to get an exact quote if possible.
Well, the price depends on the type of event, the date, and the number of people, and whether we will be providing food as well.
Oh, it's for a retirement party for one of my colleagues.
Okay, and for which date is that?
Well, we were thinking next Tuesday, the 31st of May.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, but the venue's already booked that day. We're free on Monday and Wednesday, if that would suit you.
Well, Wednesday's no good, because the gentleman who's retiring will be gone by then. But Monday works just as fine.
Great. You'll get a cheaper rate for Monday too.
Excellent.
And how many people will there be?
Well, at the moment it's supposed to be 16, but it might go up to 17. We're waiting for one of our co-workers to confirm whether they'll be available that night or not.
The boardroom in the venue only has space for 15 people, I'm afraid. We've got enough standing room for about 15 extra people. Is that all right?
Oh, I'm sure it will be fine. We won't be sitting down much anyway. Would it be possible to provide two extra chairs just in case, though?
Yes, of course.
Great.
And finally, will you be needing us to provide food as well?
Well, we'll be bringing the cake, but I imagine that yes, we will be ordering some food as well. What are your options for nibbles?
Well, we've got quite a vast selection depending on which type of menu you're interested in. We've got meat-based tapas, as well as some vegetarian and vegan options, and we've also got some sharers.
Well, as far as I know, none of us are vegans, so I don't think we'll be needing that. Some meat-based and vegetarian options would be great, though.
Would you like me to talk you through them, or...?
Well, you do have the menu online, right?
Yeah, you can find it on our website. The only thing is that a couple of options have been removed and replaced with new ones, and we haven't had the chance to update it online yet.
Okay, let me just pull it up on my screen. Just a second. All right.
So, in the meat-based food section, the dishes that have been discontinued are the mini fajitas and the pulled pork bruschetta.
Oh, that's a shame. The pulled pork bruschetta looked really nice.
Yeah, but we've replaced them with two new, really popular dishes. We've got a trio of sliders, which is three mini burgers, made one each with chicken, beef, and pulled pork. And we've also got ham and cheese croquettes.
Oh, that sounds nice. So I'll have seven of the mini burgers then. I see you've also got vegetarian croquettes. Are they still in the menu?
Yeah, we've got the vegetable croquette and the potato croquette.
And how many croquettes are there in each dish?
The vegetable one is 5, the potato one is 4.
Okay, so I'll have 2 of the vegetable croquettes, and I'll also have 2 of the ham and cheese ones, please.
Great. Anything else?
Well, I don't know. It all looks so nice. What would you recommend?
Well, what I would recommend is the simmered squid. It's slow cooked in wine and served with potatoes. I'd also recommend the hummus platters. Our chef actually makes his own hummus, and it's one of our most popular sharers. And of course, all of our salads, especially the Caesar salad. We're famous for them.
Right. So I'll go for 5 hummus platters. Or should I get 6? No. You know what? 5 is just fine. I won't be having any of the squid. It sounds lovely, but I'm just not sure how popular it would be with my colleagues.
Yeah, fair enough.
And finally, one Caesar salad and one vegetarian, the goat's cheese one.
Great. And just for the final question, for how many hours would you be booking the venue?
Well, we'd be arriving straight after work, so somewhere around 7 p.m. And I'd expect we'd need it until at least 9 p.m, maybe even 10 p.m, so...
So 3 hours?
Well, probably. But let's make it 4, just in case.
Right. Great. So just give me a minute and I'll get back to you with a quote, all right?
Yes, of course.
Hi. So I spoke to my manager and the total with the food and a drink starter for 17 people would come up to £318.95.
Okay.
But he'd be happy to offer you a 5% discount, which would bring the total down to just £303. And that includes a pint of any beer, a glass of wine or fizzy drink for each person.
Okay. That sounds reasonable enough. Let's go for it.
Right. So I would just need a deposit of